Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the trial. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe!
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah. Live Yahweh's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's radio, Yahweh's ministry. I be your host by name, your Seer, Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Through Order of YHWH, proper pronunciation, Yahweh, Through His People's Israel, part number 31, and we live on Pal Talk and Blog Talk at the same time we are live. So we're going to scroll down the international side and see who all joining us so you can hear it just as good on Pal Talk, Blog Talk. We are live. So we're going to scroll down the international side, and we're going to see all that have joined us on the international side. And we see all the slots is filled. So when you add up all the slots is filled, that's 195 international countries. You know what? That's a great thing. And what's flashing out of New York on the international side? 109-147. 109-147. We're going to leave it like that. We got a memo saying the elder be a few minutes late, so we'll bring him in a little bit later. And what we're going to do, we're going to run around Camp 4 and see, do she have some information she wants to deliver. We're just going to run over around Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan, and see, do she have anything she want to bring to the table on take number 31. Let's swing out around Detroit, Michigan, and find out, do Sister Princess Iola Israel got anything she wants to put, bring on tape 31. So when you meet your sister with a loud voice, you say, Sister Princess Iola Israel, Yahweh be with you there, Seed Royal.
Yahweh bless you, Seer of Israel, Seed Royal. Working on that.
Are you still working on that? And that's a great thing. So we just figure we just check on you, see what you're doing, and we see you're still working on it, and that's a good thing. And we're going to swing back if you can find Brother Yahdai Israel. So that's a great thing there, Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan. So when you meet your brother, what a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdai Israel. Yahweh be with you there, see Royal.
Well, bless you, see Israel. We'll see you, Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Brother Yahdai Israel. That sounds pretty good to me, like you up to snuff and ready to go. So let's get right off into taking on 31. How about a little Luke? Chapter 12, verse 12. We just jump right on off in take number 31, the due order of Yahweh through his people Israel, and we'll bring in the elder. He'll tell you all about the broadcast once he off the other lines that he doing counseling as we speak. Brother Yahdai Israel, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. You on the clock, come on.
Look at Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Meaning, you got to speak the words of this Bible. And like we did tell you, WCC, we will be getting on prophecy once we get our, let's call it, our... Let me pull a verse out real quick. Let's go to Luke 4:4 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Until we get our Luke 4:4 out the way, then we'll get directly on prophecy. It's something we got to get read. And once it's read, what do Luke 4:4 say?
The book of Luke, chapter 4, verse number 4 reads, book of Luke, chapter 4. Verse number 4. Yahweh the Son answered him, saying, "Is it written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of Yahweh?"
Man supposed to live by every word of Yahweh. And not only that, man supposed to do 1 Peter 4:11 when it come down to every word of Yahweh. Man that's anointed. One man, which came from the man, which are anointed, supposed to remember what is written in 1 Peter 4, verse 11. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse number 11 reads, 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse number 11. If any man or woman speak, let them speak as the oracles of Yahweh. Any man or woman minister, let them do it as of the ability which Yahweh gives. Yahweh in all things may be honored to Yahweh the Son, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's excellent again, that Brother Yahdai Israel. I see the memo, WCC. Well, since you're not going to speak on prophecy, you know, our grace hour will not be given to you. Well, it's your radio station. You do what you want to do. All right. Good enough there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's run to Psalms chapter 81. And we'll look at verse 8 down to verse 16. Let's see what Yahweh tell David in 1000 B.C. In 1000 B.C., Psalms 81, verse 8 through 16. What did David, the minister spirit, tell David? In Psalms 81, verse 8 down to verse 16. What do you say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Psalms, chapter 81, verse number 8 through 16 reads. Book of Psalms, chapter 81, verse number 8. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto you O Israel, if you will hearken unto me, verse number 9, there shall no strange Yahuwah be in thee, neither shall thou worship any strange false Yahuwah. Number 10, I'm Yahuwah your Yahuwah, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, the land of bondage. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Verse number 11, for my people would not hearken to my voice, Israel would none of me. Verse 12, so I gave them up unto their own mind's lust, and they walked in their own counsel. Verse 13, oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my way. Verse 14, I should soon have subdued their enemy, turn my hand against their adversaries. Verse 15, the hate of Yahuwah should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. Verse 16, you should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, with honey. Out of the rock should I have satisfied you.
Mm-hmm. So he said, if my people Israel would have just hearkened to me, listened to me, man live by every word that he spoke on in Luke 4:4, pointing back to Deuteronomy 8, verse 3 and 4. He said, all my people that do is listen to me. Then their peace would have been like a river. Let's run to Psalms 111, verse number 6. Let's see what that say there, Brother Yahdai Israel. 111, verse 6 and verse 7.
Book of Psalms 111, verse 6, verse number 7 read. Book of Psalms 111, verse number 6. He had shown his people the power of his works. They may give them the heritage of the nation. Verse 7. The works of his hand are verity and judgment. All his Torah instructions, commandments are sure.
Mm-hmm. Verse 8. And 9.
Verse 8.
And, matter of fact, take it on down to verse 10. Take it straight on to verse 10. It gets good about a verse. Take it straight on down to 6 down to verse 10 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. You got 6 and 7 in grand style. How about 8, 9, and 10? You on the clock. Come on.
Verse number 8. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. Verse number 9. Send redemption unto his people. Have commanded his covenant forever. Righteous and reverent is his name. The fear of Yahuwah is... Verse 10, the fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom. Then I'm descending have all day that do his Torah instructions, his praise endure forever.
Mm-hmm. Let's get one more in, because the elder and finally got off some other lines of all that counseling he's been doing. So we'll get one more in, and we'll pause and bring the elder in and let you know who's bringing this broadcast. How about Ezekiel? Let's see what the seal says in 34, verse 30. Let's see what Ezekiel the seer says in 34, verse 30 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What did he say?
The book of Ezekiel 34, verse number 30 reads, thus shall they know that I, Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, am with them, that they, even the family of Israel, are my people, save Yahuwah.
So we clear that when you read in the Bible, understand the peoples of Yahuwah is the peoples of Israel. So he had 18 nations to pick. He picked the very last nation of, by birth, was the children of Jacob, who he called the name of Israel. So keep that in your mind, C-Ray. So understand one thing. The peoples of Israel is the peoples of the Almighty YHWH Yahuwah. Are we going to pause from that, Brother Yahdai Israel? We're going to bring the elder in, and he'll break down everything that's on the table. 195 international countries is already logged in, and what's flashing on the international side is 109147. 109147. So, elder, you on the clock. Take your time. Come on.
And Yahuwah bless you, Sierra Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like we have another glorious attendance of people that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. 109,147 people. My. We all want to hear Yahuwah's words, including me. So knowing that, we know all of you came to hear these things that we speak about in the Bible that most of us can hear, can understand. And some listening never can, and that's without proper teaching. That's what we provide at Yahuwah's ministry. This is why we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures. There's those out there that camouflage evil or confused teachings. And you also find overly loud bump the gums contests that they use for righteous learning, even using Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. As I've said before, these are some of the things that Yahuwah hates, mentioned in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. 16 says, "These six things do the Yahuwah hate, yea, even are of seven are abomination unto him. 17, a proud look, and a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. 18, a heart of mind that devilish wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift and running into mischief. 19, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brothers or sisters." I know many of us have seen these same things. So to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and wrongly taught Christianity, we're here to welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the books, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know you all have much. This is information that you came to seek. And now you found that what you sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of Sabbath is Friday, starting time at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking on just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offering. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Okay, verse number 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar explains and biblical detail of Scripture, when they begin, what they're all about, and when they end. For the live program, this is another feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. This time, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses for the listening members. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject or related topics answered. The other is yhdh, YSR AEL truisraelites@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how a program was enjoyed by you. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who maybe have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program is repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. On this time, once again, three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking on it, look for True Name Teachers. Choose a program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, after the normal broadcast on Broad Talk, we will continue Yahuwah's story on Power Talk. We'll be listed under ethnic groups, African American. Look for Voices of the True Name Teachers. That's Voices of True Name Teachers. We did just recently change that for you listening members to be aware. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about Bible topics put on the table will be either Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel writing shotgun. No comments will be taken off topic or multiple text questions answered as I've seen before. Failure to follow these righteous acts, either Elder will block or restrict misuse. But any questions off topic can be answered by Elder Tibbs after broadcast ends. Teaching will continue if our program ends early on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Remember, today is just another day, but nothing has changed except the people listening. Yahuwah's word is continual. It never changes. It only follows by those listening to the words we hear, casting the same words behind their back, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible. Don't forget about those taking the verses' meanings another way, the noisemakers, the complainers. We also have the deceptive listener, look busy flipping the pages in the Bible, clearly forgetting we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman can do. And seriously, time is not in our favor. So at that particular time, we have to know we need this Bible word in us as it's given. We will ask you to keep your Bibles open. We're going to turn our program back over to our Seer Israel, where the education will continue. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, the hell of Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, like I said again, once the lesson is over, according to Elmer Tibby, say all you got to do is go to ethnic group and hit African American and look for Voices of the True Israelite, and Yahuwah be with you. That's all you got to do. Look for Voices of the True Israelite, and you'll see where it tell you Yahuwah be with you. If you got any questions pertaining to anything we have said, we definitely will be able to answer you on Blog Talk, Pal Talk, immediately following the broadcast. If at the end of the day, you got any questions, you go over there and just come to the microphone. If based upon anything about what we have taught on, we'll definitely respond to you. At least I will be riding shotgun. So, all right. So remember that. Program might end at 8, might end at 9. It all depends on how the big radio station feels. So we'll leave it like that, and we'll remember one thing. Go to ethnic group, African American. Let's throw down where it says, Voices of the True Israelites, Yahuwah be with you. And come on in the room and come to the microphone and take it from there. Enough said on that. We're going back to Brother Yahdai Israel, and let's see if we can get something going on so we find out one thing clearly, that his people is Israel, and that's very clear. So he told John to write some end-time prophecy, Brother Yahdai Israel. He said, John, you the man of the hour going to close my book up in 96 A.D., right? He said, yeah. Well, then you put this down in my book. Because when you put your pen down, my story will be told by your pen. Go to Revelation chapter 3, verse 29 and verse 22. Let's see what it says there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Revelation 20, verse 20 down to verse 22. Come on.
Revelation chapter 20.
We'll make it chapter 3 there. Thank you again, that Brother Yahdai Israel. Revelation chapter 20, verse 3, and skip down to 20, down to verse 22. You read on point again there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Revelation 3, skip down to 20, down to verse 22. You on the clock, come on.
Book of Revelation chapter 3, verse number 20 to 22 reads. Book of Revelation chapter 3. Verse number 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man or woman hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in with them and will sup with them, and they with me. Verse 21. To him I heard that overcometh, and I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Verse 22. Ye she that have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit saith to the 12 tribes of the congregation of Israel.
Mm-hmm. So he said, this thing is about you got to overcome it, just like he did it. So he telling you now how you deal with it is in St. John 16:33. He said, guess what? I came down and lived a life as you. He said, now how you deal with it until I shut you down, understand what I'm trying to tell you. In St. John 16:33.
The book of St. John, chapter 16, verse number 33 reads, St. John 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
So he letting you know, you might well be a good cheer because I have overcome the world. And this precept doesn't tell you exactly how you're supposed to operate. Not when all of a sudden somebody walk and touch you on your back, you jump out of your skin, out of them brown color skins you have. He got it written in 24:15 exactly what he's talking about. And we live on Pal Talk, live on Blog Talk, so you can go either way and hear the broadcast, no doubt about it. So he got it written, he told Isaiah the seer, he said, Isaiah, are you the man out around 700 B.C.? He said, yes, I am. Well, then you put down what I tell you to put down. 24:15, what did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Because Isaiah 24, verse number 15 reads, but for honor you, Yahweh in the fire, even the name of Yahweh of Israel, in the Yah of the sea.
Mm-hmm. He said, make sure you honor Yahweh as I turn it up. As I turn it up. Honor Yahweh in the fire. That's what he said. So let's see what he says over here in Matthew's and see what he's talking about. We're going to Matthew chapter 12, verse 43. We'll make it verse 42 to get warmed up. Matthew 12, verse 42.
Book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse number 42 reads. Matthew 12, verse number 42. The queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation, shall condemn it, for she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Verse 43. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man or woman, he walketh through dry places seeking rest, and findeth none. Verse 44. Then he said, I will return into my house from whence I came out. When he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garbage. Verse 45. Then goeth he and taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. They enter in and dwell there. The last state of that man and woman is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
Mm-hmm. So he said, if you don't keep in growing with the word of Yahweh, and you mess around, put it aside, once we beat that wicked spirit out of you. Because in the book of Adam 27, let me show you how you beat that wicked spirit out of you. This is the only way that wicked spirit can be beat out you. But if that wicked spirit mess around and you beat him out you, and all of a sudden he come back and peep at you and catch you off balance, look out. He say you call all his buddies in on you. He call all his buddies in on you. And you'll be worse than the first. But on the way you can keep that wicked spirit down off of you, you got to have you some Adam and Eve, first book, 27, verse 3. What it said out, Brother Yahdai Israel, 27, verse 3?
The book of Adam and Eve. First book of Adam and Eve, 27, verse number 3 reads, then place his throne near the mouth of the cave, because he could not enter into it by reason of their prey.
Excellent. Right there. Excellent. Remember, you can't come in. Once you understand one thing, see, Roy, if you up under the umbrella of some almighty Yahweh, you're doing exactly what he tell you to do by keeping them Sabbath days, having a righteous gathering, hey, Satan got to stand outside and wait. Can't come in, see, Roy. But once you try to do the Sirach 6, verse 2, then you're on your own. What it tell you in Sirach 6, 2?
The book of Sirach, chapter 6. Verse number 2 reads, book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 2. Sirach 6, verse 2. Extol not yourself in the counsel of your own mind, that your life be not torn in pieces as a bull straying along.
Mm-hmm. Let's run to Genesis chapter 4 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We're going to Genesis chapter 4 on tape number 31, the due order of YHWH. We're going to and pick up in verse 4, and we'll read down until we get our point. We'll bag you down once we've heard what we need to hear. Genesis chapter 4, pick up in verse 4.
The book of Genesis chapter 4, verse number 4 reads, look at Genesis 4, verse 4. And Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock, and of the fat thereof. Yahweh had respect unto Abel and to his offering. 5. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance failed. Verse 6. Yahweh said unto Cain, why are you wroth? Why is your countenance false? Verse 7. If you do it well, shall not thou be accepted? If thou doest not well, seeing life at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire. You shall rule over him. Verse number 8. You can't talk with Abel.
Hold that point. Read that verse 8 again, that Brother Yahdai Israel. Read that verse 8 one more time.
The book of Genesis 4, verse number 8. You can't talk with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him.
So hold that point. Make that 7. Make that 7, that brother Yahdai. Thank you. Make it 7.
The book of Genesis 4, verse number 7. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. If thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire. You shall rule over him.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying, now, if you don't do well, sin lies at the door. Let's run to St. John chapter 10, verse 7 through 9, 11 and 14. He said, if you do well now, and if you don't do well, sin will lie at the door. We're going to run to St. John chapter 10 and look at verse 7 through 9, 11 and 14. What it says in St. John chapter 10, verse 7 through 9, 11 and 14. What did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 7 through 9, verse 11, verse number 14 reads, St. John 10, verse number 7. Then said Yahweh the Son unto them again, truly, Verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Verse number 8. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man or woman enter in, they shall be safe, shall go in and out, find pasture. Verse number 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Verse 14. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine.
In Deuteronomy chapter 32, let's see what Yahweh just going to watch you doing. He said, I'm the door. I'm the shepherd. Sin lies at the door. I'm just going to watch you through the eyes of the mental spirit. What it say in Deuteronomy 32, figure verse 36?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse number 36 reads, Deuteronomy 32, verse 36. For Yahweh shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he sees that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left.
Give it on to verse 40.
Verse number 40. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. Verse 41.
That's good right there. So he lifts his hand up to heaven and letting you know this man, he will be able to watch you in every generation. He let Moses know, I lift my hand up to heaven where the Father was at. And at that time, he was there too. He said, I'm going to tell you something. I live forever. And I'm going to watch you. I'm going to see what you do Bible or what you do your imagination. Let's run to 2 Corinthians chapter 7. And I want you to listen to Paul real carefully when he's talking to the northern kingdom. Paul says something to the northern kingdom. The northern kingdom is the 10 lost sheep of Israel that are scattered. So every time he found a handful of them, he'll say something to them. Let's see what he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, 10 through 17. What he say to the lost sheep of Israel, the 10 northern tribes in 2 Corinthians 7, 10 through 17. What he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number 10 through 17 reads. Book of 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number 10. 2 Corinthians 7. Verse 10, for Yahweh is sorrow, worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Verse 11, for behold, this self-same thing, that ye sorrow, after Yahweh is sorrow, for carefulness it wrought in you, yea, for clearing of yourself, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what behemoth. Desire, yea, was zeal. They were revenge. In all things you have approved yourself to be clear in this matter. Verse 12. But for though I wrote unto you, I did it not for his cause that had done the wrong, but for his cause that suffered wrong, that I care for you in the sight of Yahweh might appear unto you. Verse 13. Therefore we were comforted in your comfort. And exceedingly, the more joy we for the joy of Titus, because his spirit was refreshed by you all. Verse 14. For if I had boasted anything to him of you, I am not ashamed. As we spake all things to you in truth, even so I boasted, which I made before Titus, is found of truth. Verse 15. And his inward affection is more abundant toward you. While he remembered the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling you received him. Verse 16, I rejoice therefore that I have confidence in you all and in all things.
Okay. We can leave with that, Brother Yahdai Israel. We're going somewhere. We can leave with that. Now let's back up to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And look what he says in verse number 23. We can live with that, Brother Yahdai Israel. See, you know, we'll throw some things on the table, and like we say, we definitely going to clean it all up, and ain't got no problem doing it. But one thing about it, keep this in your mind, 1 Corinthians 10, 23. Listen good. 10, 23 says what?
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 23 reads, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not.
What that man just said? He said, all things are lawful for me, but he said, read that again, that Brother Yahdai Israel.
We got 1 Corinthians 10, verse 23. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me. But all things edify not.
Look up that word called expedience, Brother Yahdai Israel. We ain't gonna make sure we get over or under nobody's head when we get in their head. What that word mean, expedience? Is all things lawful. But let's see what that word mean, expedience. What that word mean, Brother Yahdai Israel?
I'm looking up the word expedient. One second there.
Mm-hmm.
Definition for the word expedient.
That's definition
of
expedient.
Reading
yes,
it from
sir.
The online dictionary, and it reads, expedient, convenient, and practical, although possibly improper or immoral.
Mm-hmm. So that means, and then now we're going to precept that word to make it a little bit plainer. Let's run to Matthew chapter 10. Let's look at the Bible definition of the word called expedience. He's going to tell you something about expedience by going to Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. So one thing about it, see right here. It's all good to run to that telephone, but I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes the Bible been already explained it. It's just how you precept it. We're gonna try to tell you something. And 10, I tell you what, you read 23. Give me 24 too. Back to St. John. I mean, that 1 Corinthians 10, verse 23 and 24. Let's get both of them out the way there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
We got 1 Corinthians 10, verse 23, verse 24. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 23. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Verse 24. But every man and woman, another's wealth.
Mm-hmm. Now let's run to Matthew chapter 10, 16. Let's go and start breaking that down a little bit there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We're going, he's trying to tell you something, see, Rod, though we come on this network humble. But we have restrictions that is at the door. So in Matthew 10:16, let's find out some things. Matthew 10:16.
Book of Matthew, chapter 10. Verse number 16 read, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents, harmless as doves.
Mm-hmm. He said, I'm sending you as be wise as a serpent. You know, a serpent, he moves slow. By the time he don't get up on you, it's too late. He's ready to deliver you up. But he says, be wise as a dove. Harmless as a dove. But be wise as a serpent. Many things we can say to you, but you got to, and that's why the six anointed camp is so important, to make your presence in it. Because we say a lot of things that we cannot say according to some memos that we receive, and that's why we was restricted from that third hour, because we saying too much, and a lot of people is waking up. Now, so what we want to do, we want to now take a look at some, Brother Yagdai Israel. We're going to run to Matthew chapter 5, verse 25. Listen good what the man is trying to tell you. We're going to see, can you hear what this man's saying? Let's go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 25.
The book of Matthew 5, verse 25 reads, Matthew 5, verse number 25. Agree with thine adversaries quickly, while thou art in the way with him. He said, any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge deliver thee to the officer, thou be cast into prison.
He says, understand that the shape that you in right now, 12 tribes of Israel, he said, be wise as a serpent, but be humble as a dove, whatever way he said. So he let you know, see, Reyes, that the powers to be have the power right now to detain you. And they can do what again in 525 there, Brother Yagdai Israel? What did he say again in 525?
The book of Matthew 5, verse 25 reads, agree with your adversaries quickly while thou art in the way with him. He said, any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison.
He said, you know, watch yourself. That's what he's trying to tell you. Don't put yourself in a position for that to happen. Let's go to Matthew 10:16 real quick on that, and we're going to run to end time prophecy.
The book of Matthew 10, verse 16 reads, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents, harmless as doves.
Mm-hmm. So you see, you're surrounded with a lot of wolves everywhere. Everywhere. And he says, they will put you in prison. Let's run to Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, and let's find out who's the they that got all this power that can do so, that we can read and 2 verse 10 of end time prophecy. Remember John in 1:17 through 19 wrote the hereafter. So he says this in 2 verse 10. What did he say in 2 verse 10?
Book of Revelation 2 verse number 10 reads, fear not of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. You shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life.
He said, now if this happened to you, just don't start all of a sudden blanking me, because we tell you up front that these things were going to happen to you up front. Now, if you fortunate enough to fall up onto this, don't all of a sudden get panicky and say, why me? He's telling you that it's going to happen to some of you. So he's letting you know up top is to rehearse the righteous act. So read that verse again there, Brother Yagdai Israel, for no surprises and your eyes get big. And all of a sudden your eyes get so big and you wonder why this and why that. He's telling you something exactly in 2 verse 10 of end time prophecy. So listen real good. Revelation 2:10, Brother Yagdai Israel, come on.
Book of Revelation 2, verse number 10 reads, Revelation 2, verse 10, for none of those things which thou shalt suffer, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, you may be trapped. You shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death. I will give you a crown of life.
Who is this devil that we can read? He keeps saying the devil going to cast some of you in prison. Who is this devil that we can read? Go on to St. John chapter 8 for a minute there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And let's see what it says in verse 33. They keep saying this devil is going to catch some of you in prison. But he said, be of good cheer, but you always can recognize things from not that one-eyed Satan. But I got an article came in, about the Taliban over there in Saudi Arabia or whatever, how they was manipulated big time, and, you know, we'll talk about that another time, the Taliban, what they did. But we ain't going to worry about that right now. So we trying to tell you some good stuff on these six nights a week. Let's see what it says in St. John chapter 8. Verse 33.
Because St. John 8, verse 33 reads, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. I say you, we shall be made free.
And what do you say about that in verse 39 behind that?
Verse 39. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. That's why the son said unto them, you are Abraham's children. You will do the works of Abraham.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say in 43 and 44?
Verse 43. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Verse 44. You are your father the devil. The lust of your father you would do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of
it. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm very aware of you in verse 37. He said, I'm very aware of you in verse 37. What he say in verse 37? He said, I'm very aware of you. Don't think that you're saying something. I'm not very aware of you in verse 37.
Verse number 37. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word have no place in you.
Hear that man say it? I know who you are. I know you, Abraham's seed. But you seek to kill me, because my words have no place in you. That's what he's saying. Let's run to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 1, 2, 3, 4. You remember we read a profound verse earlier? We read a verse earlier, and that was a profound verse. See, you know, we read in 1 Corinthians 10, 2, and 3, we ain't going to read no more, all things are lawful, but not expedient. That means you have to know how to, you got to know how to conduct yourself in the word of Yahuwah. That was John K. We can tell you more. Any of the six anointed camps will tell you more. The breakdown of what we're saying. We'll talk right in your head, six anointed camps, and we'll talk right over the world's head of the 17 camps and under their head. We'll leave them trying to figure out what you're trying to say. Well, you're reading that, Brother Yahdai Israel, 2 Corinthians 6, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Because 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 1 through 4 reads, 2 Corinthians 6, verse number 1. We then, as workers, together with him, beseech you also, you receive not the mercies of Yahuwah in vain. Verse number 2, we said, I have heard thee in an acceptable, in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Verse number 3, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Verse 4, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of Yahuwah, in much patience, and affliction and necessity and distresses.
Read verse 3 and 4 again now. Brother Yahdai Israel, what did verse 3 and 4 say?
Verse number 3. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Verse 4. But in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of Yahweh, in much patience, affliction, necessity, and distress.
Mm-hmm. And how did Titus put it in the third chapter, 1, 2, and 3? How did Titus put it? Now, Paul taught Titus and Timothy. What did he say in the third chapter, 1, 2, and 3? What did he say there, brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Titus, chapter 3?
Yes, sir. Chapter 3, 1, 2, and 3. Yes, sir. Titus 3, 1, 2, and 3. What did he say there, brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Titus, chapter 3, verse number 1, 2. Verse number 3 reads, Titus 3, verse number 1. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. Verse 2. To speak evil of no man, to be no brawler, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. Verse 3. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers' lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another.
Mm-hmm. We at one time it was letting you know that you're not gonna be able to brawl your way out of this thing here. There's no attack that you can make that you can win in. No attack whatsoever. There's nothing you can do no more than understand what's written in the early part of tape number 31 of due order of Yahweh. Now listen, now Peter heard everything been said. And Peter came behind it and said what? In 1 Peter chapter 2, 13 through 15. Now Peter heard all that was on the table said. He heard everything. Peter did. He made plain. He said, I hear you. I hear everything you're saying. And now Peter going to respond in 1 Peter 2, 13, 14, and 15. What did he say there, brother Yahdai Israel?
The first book of Peter, chapter 2. Verse number 13 through 15 reads, 1 Peter 2, verse 13, submit yourself to every ordinance of man for Yahweh's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme. Verse 14, unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, for the punishment of evildoers, for the praise of them that do well. Verse 15, for so is the will of Yahweh, that with well doing you may put to sight the ignorant, foolish men.
Mm-hmm. Now come on back and read Matthew 5:25. Not now. With that understanding now, what it says in Matthew 5:25, and then we'll run to 10:16 and 17. So with that understanding, he's trying to tell you something. Especially you six anointed counts. He's trying to tell you something. All them high-minded spirits and talking out of turn, telling you to bag that down a little bit. Matthew 5:25, listen good.
Book of Matthew 5, verse 25 reads, agree with thine adversary quickly while thou art in the way with him. He said, any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge deliver thee to the officer, and you be cast into prison.
He said, I understand one thing. Yahweh put him there, he's going to take him out. The reason he's there is your own disobedience. He says, why don't you just understand that the power is in his hand when you keep getting yourself caught up in the webs of this world? That's what John tell you. Matthew 10:16 and 17. Explain more in the six anointed counts. Matthew 10:16 and 17. Listen good.
Book of Matthew 10, verse 16. Verse number 17 reads, Book of Matthew 10, verse 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents, harmless as doves. Verse 17. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the council. They will scourge you in the synagogue.
And what kind of man we're talking about to beware of, Brother Yahdai Israel? Let's run the book called The Missing Books of the Apocrypha 1:11. What kind of man is he telling you to beware of? He said, be aware of men and beware of women, too. What are you talking about over here in 1:11? Beware of men and beware of women. What are you talking about there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
First book of Maccabees, chapter 1, verse number 11 reads, And those days went they out of Israel, would get men and women, persuaded many and said, Let us go and make a covenant with the five sons of Esau that are round about us. But since we departed from them, we have had much suffering.
So that's what we want you to make sure you be aware of. The one that look like you in many shades of brown. He said, beware of wicked Israelites. Because they already have made a covenant with the 17 nations. And Yahweh is telling you, beware of that. Now let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And now we're going to look at the 7th chapter. 10 down to verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 10 down to 17. Listen real good what Yahweh put in Paul to tell of northern kingdoms in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 10 down to verse 17. Listen good. Come on there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10 through 17 reads, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number 10. Now to the married I command, ye not I, but Yahweh. And as the wife depart from her husband, verse number 11. But if she depart, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband. Then after her husband put away his wife, verse 12. But to the rest speak I, not Yahweh. If any brother have a wife,
come on, WCC, I don't hear Brother Yahdai Israel. Then the reason why me not to hear him? He got a mic problem, huh? Oh, yeah? See, when we straighten out his microphone, we get back. Just like that, huh? All right, we're going to stick with me. Hey, Detroit, Michigan. Detroit, Michigan, we're going to find out one thing. You got that old big old desk, got them books all spread out for a minute until they straighten up Brother Yahdai's microphone. Let me see at your big old compass desk, and books all spread it out. Detroit, Michigan, Yahweh be with you.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, Sea Royal.
Uh-huh. Is any way you can kind of holler in that microphone on a burst until they tell me Brother Yahdai's microphone is ready to go? Is any way possible you can holler in that microphone and give me one burst? Well, all I want is 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10 through 17. How about it, Detroit, Michigan? How about getting that microphone and this worldwide web, we live on Pal Talk, Blog Talk. The station is packed everywhere. How about looking at it in the 7th chapter, verse 10 through 17 of 1 Corinthians, and getting that microphone like fire is closing on you. Come on.
1 Corinthians, verse 7, 10 through 17.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Bring your A game out of Detroit, Michigan. Let me hear your A game. How you thunder that 10 through 17? Come on.
1 Corinthians 7, verse 10, and unto the married I command, yet not I, but Yahweh, let not the wife depart from her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Verse.
Now look at what WCC just said. I don't like the way she's reading. We going to milk her. Yeah? Got it like that? Okay. You don't like the way it, how the broadcast become your broadcast. See, we swing out there around Camp Warren to Mother D.F. Israel. Let's see if we find Mother D.F. Israel to bring these verses in there. Since WCC said we don't like the way Detroit was bringing that verse, and you're going to M-U-T-E with two X's on it. Well, you got the power to do what you want to do. My
DF Israel, Yahweh
be there,
C. Royal. Yahweh bless you, C. Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mo DF Israel. Well, we trying to get a verse read in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10 through 17. And let's see if we get it read by you coming out of Camp 1. 1 Corinthians, chapter 7, 10 through 17, Mother D.F. Israel, what do that say?
1 Corinthians, chapter 7, verses 10 to 17, verse 10, and unto the married, I command, yet not I, but Yahweh, let not the wife depart from her husband, verse 11, and if she depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife. Verse 12. But to the rest speak I, not Yahweh. If any brother has a wife that believeth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. Verse 13. And the woman which has an husband that believes not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. Verse 14, for the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they righteous. 15, but if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such case. But Yahweh has called us to peace. Verse 16. For what knowest you, O wife, whether you shall save your husband? Or how knowest thou, O man, whether you shall save your wife? Verse 17, but as Yahweh has distributed to every man, as Yahweh has called everyone, so let him walk, and so ordain I in all the congregation of Israel.
That's excellent, Mother D.F. Israel. So he's saying that, wait a minute, he's an unbeliever now. And long as that unbeliever has got what going on in verse 15, he said, now, he said, he's an either hand. If you were the unbeliever, but he said, long as this going on, verse 15.
Corinthians 7:15. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such case, but Yahweh has called us to peace.
He said, not long as it maybe it could be some reconciles going on, but make sure that what goes on between the odd couple is peace. Now, long
yeah.
as always, I understand what's going on, you know. So long as you bringing me some peace, then we can work some out. But if you at my throat, I'm doing in Yahuwah, then I know I got the unction to make a move on you. But long as you let me do what I gotta do, and you don't hinder me, and it's peace when I leave and come, and I come back to peace, then we can work some out. That's what he's saying. Now, long as some peace, if some peace, all right, good. Because sooner or later, something gonna give with that unbeliever. But if the unbeliever said, well, I don't believe none of my business, then let him go. But if the unbeliever said, well, I understand what you're doing, I'm with you, so what I'm gonna do, I'm not gonna be a hinder, then we can live another day. That's what he's saying. Long as it's peace. We can work some out. Try the first question, chapter 10. Now, in fact, we'll look for Mother E to bring her in because they still ain't told me about Brother Yachdow's microphone is ready to go. But they also told me, now look here, what they say, you will not be getting no grace hour until you act right. So, we acting right. So, first question 10, can you help me out in verse 12 and 13? What did it say that mother, D.F. Israel, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 and 13? What that say?
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. Verse 12, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. 13, there has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But Yahuwah is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it.
But what he said again in verse 12,
in verse 12, 1 Corinthians 10:12, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall.
They say he said, watch yourself now. He said, don't mess around and think you all good, because Yahuwah easily put a stumbling block at you. So he said, watch yourself real carefully. That was the plan. Because he said, you mess around and start stumbling, and Yahuwah will drop you down. He said, he'll drop you down on that seat, right? He said, be very, that's what he's saying. Make sure you're on the right track. Never be a backbiter, murmur, or complain. But he said, I'll have you up, and I can drop you down. I'll give you a timeline on all that. We're going to bring in Mother E, because we ain't seeing nothing about Brother Yachdow's microphone. It's going to be cleared up in this segment. So what we're going to do, we're going to see, can we, Mother E and Mother Z, when you meet the mothers out of Cap 1, what a loud voice you say, Mother E, Mother Z, Mother E, tribe of Yachdow Judah. Yahuwah be to their seed right here.
Yahuwah bless you, Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, there, Mother E, Mother Z. In 1 Peter chapter 4, can you hear me out there, Mother E? What it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4? Verse 12 and 13. What do it say there? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I mean 4, make it chapter 4, verse 12 and 13. Now, the chief speaker of the nation of Israel said, he said, let me get in on some of all this talking about, watch yourself, because you mess around and fall, and all that good stuff, and ain't nothing happened to you. Don't think something happened to you like it just happened to you, and you mess around and curse your mighty one. He said, now watch yourself. Peter come behind everybody. What he said in 1 Peter 4, verse 12 and 13? What he said in Mother Eve?
Well, 1 Corinthians.
Well, make it 1 Peter.
Oh,
make
okay.
It 1 Peter 4, verse 12 and 13. Let's see what it says here,
okay.
Mother. Mother Eve. 1 Peter 4,
right.
12 and 13. Mm-hmm.
Right. Chapter 4, verse 12 and verse 13. Verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange things happen unto you. Verse 13. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Yahweh the Son, suffering, that when his greatness shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceedingly joy.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying now, he said now you want to carry my word or talk to me Yahweh and all that, then here come the trying, then that's the part you don't like. He said, listen, don't think nothing strange when I'm going to try you. Don't think that you're going to be Teflon getting, no, don't work like that. I'm going to try to make sure clear what you made of. As Yahweh came down from heaven, and he was tried, and he told you in 1633 of St. John, good cheer, I was tried, I was tested. You're going to be tried and tested. This is a cakewalk nowhere. Now, precept that back to Mother E, to 24, verse 9 and 10 of Proverbs. And Mother D, if Israel had me 4, 13 through 17, we're going to pause and bring the elder back in and get his closing thoughts. Get his closing thoughts on, and remember one thing, the panel talk, blog talk, and remember one thing, get up into that room. The broadcast will be in and early according to WCC. You just go to the ethnic group, Africa and America, and look where it says, Voices of a True Israelite. Yahweh be with you and come in the room. And any question that you might want to pertain to what we have said, the elder will be there to answer your question, and I'll be riding shotgun. Good. All right. So let's see what it says in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 9 and 10. What does it say?
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9. The thought of foolishness is sin, and discarding is abomination to man. Verse 10. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small.
Ain't that something? He said, as soon as the little heat get on you, you start murmuring, complaining, being a backbiter and a tail bearer. He said, no, that being that your strength is small. Your strength is small. As soon as the heat get on you a little bit, some of you don't understand, the first thing you do is murmur, complain, and backbite and complain. But he made a fine statement about that, Mother E. He said something about that. If that's you, he says something exactly what the end going to be. You a murmur, complainer, and a backbiter. When the heat or something you don't understand, he left a verse for us to always remember. Keep that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and read verse 10. Let's see what the answer to it. If you look in the mirror and find out that you have been a murmur, complainer, and a backbiter, and a tail bearer. Let's see what he got written in 10, verse 10 in 1 Corinthians. What he got written now, Mother E?
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. Neither murmur ye as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer.
So, Mother E, tell me one thing. What can happen to a murmur, complainer, or backbiter, or a tailbearer? What's going to happen according to 1 Corinthians 10:10? What's going to happen to that individual that got that kind of spirit on them, in verse, according to verse 10?
And word destroyed of the average diversity.
So what will happen to it? Oh, they're going to be destroyed. You would be destroyed if you got on your resume as a murmur, complainer, a backbiter, or a talebearer. Paul told the northern kingdom, you will be destroyed by the destroyer. Got it? Good. Let's get one more in, Mother D up Israel. And we're going to pause and bring the elder back in and see which way to go from there. Looking for Mother D. F. Israel. Mother D. F. Israel, how about what it says in Mark chapter 4, 13 through 17? We're going to pause and bring the elder back in. Mark chapter 4, 13 through 17. You on the clock. Come on.
Okay.
Mark chapter 4.
Yeah.
13 down to verse 16.
Mark chapter 4, 13 to 16.
13 down to verse 17. Take it all the way down. Yeah, take it down from 13 down to verse 17. Mark 4, 13 down to 17.
Mark chapter 4, verses 13 to 17. In verse 13 reads, and he said unto them, know you not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? 14, the sower sowed the word. 15, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in the mind. Verse 16. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. Verse 17. And have no root in themselves, and so endures but for a time. Afterward, then affliction or persecution arise for the word's sake immediately.
Mm-hmm. But we tell Isaiah to see about his word in 40 verse 8. Whether we offended about it or not, what he says that Mother D of Israel, in his word in 40 verse 8 about his word.
Isaiah 40. Okay.
Yeah, 40 verse 8. What do we got Isaiah written in the seal wrote down in 40 verse 8?
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8. The grass wither, the flower faded, but the word of our Yahweh shall stand forever.
There we go. So Peter pulled that verse in 1:25 there, Mother D. F. Israel. We'll pause after this. So Peter pulled that verse. So Peter pulled it in 1:25. He said, well, you got a problem? You up and down on my word? Okay, fine. But we found out one thing. The seer said that word is going to stand forever. Then Peter put 1:25, and what did he say?
1 Peter 1:25. But the word of Yahweh endures forever, and this is the word which by the Torah instruction is taught unto you.
So, in other words, what he's saying there, Mother D. of Israel, what is the Almighty trying to tell us about his word?
His word is going to stand. Whatever he said, that's what it's going to be. And he gave us
whatever he said
to follow.
Gonna be. So all we supposed to do is follow what is in his book. So say it's going to be what we kick against it and remain the way we remain. His word is going to stand. It is. That's just the way it's going to be. All right, there, Mother D.F. Israel, we're going to pause and we're going to bring the elder in and get his closing thoughts on taking on. And then we'll go in for the close. Because the broadcast most likely called the WCC until you get right here, you got no grace. Oh, okay, well, I hear you. All right. Bring the elder back in for the statement on take 31. Elder, you want to talk? Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me back until tonight's broadcast. As I said before, we have a glorious number of members that came to listen to the words of Yahweh. This lets me know for sure that we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures. We're given the knowledge to know about those that camouflage evil teachings or confused teachings, I should say, and those that use overly loud bump the guns contests for righteous learning, even using these Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. So to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost about Yahweh's words. Connecting the books for your biblical education, health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you all have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you have found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry is open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday, starting time at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address that the listening members can use. To do this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices, still choose tithes and offerings, and in doing so, remember what we're told in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, you attendants of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver, and also donations to this ministry. It's greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click enter, just look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into the live online broadcast. Now, we're using two email addresses also. The first is Tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write written opinions of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we have a few numbers that you can call righteously with Yahweh in mind. The first would be the live conference room number, which is 319 5276065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on the scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of the Aquas Ministry. And for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Friday's program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, write on the search line in the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, just look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into or actually any previous day. Now, after the normal Broad Talk program, we're also on Pal Talk, where Yahuwah's story will continue. We're listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Name Teachers. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your biblical education. One line there to answer any questions about the Bible topics will be Elder Mrs. Hibbs or Elder Josiah, along with Seer Israel riding shotgun. No comments will be taken off topics put on the table or multiple text questions answered. Failure to follow these rules, either Elder will block or restrict misuse. And if our teaching time ends on Broad Talk before time, it will continue on Pal Talk. God will be with you all. Remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act. We will keep our Bibles open and continue to learn more. So I'll turn our program back over to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Elder. Like I said again, we definitely going to be in the room on Pal Talk, Blog Talk Radio, and any question pertaining to whatever you have heard on this broadcast, remember one thing, like the Elder said, find ethnic group, click on that. Click on African American. Click on and scroll down where you see Voices of the True Israelite, True Name, and Voices of the True Israelite. And when you see that, click on that. And whatever question you got, Elder, Mr. Tibb will there to answer, and I'll be riding shotgun when it's all said and done. So, got it? Good. And that's coming up shortly. Might be 8 o'clock, might be at 9 o'clock. It all depends on how the WCC want to run the broadcast. All right, good enough. So let's see, we're going back to the mothers, and we're going to take a look at some things that we need to get back on. Let's see if we find the mothers again and bring them back in, and we're going to look at something that said, hey, Mother E, let's see what it says over here in Psalms chapter 94, verse 20. Because one thing about it, we're not ignorant of things going on. That's why you got to be wise like the serpent, got to creep upon you, but humble as a dove. You got to be clear about that. Because what do it say in Mother E in chapter 94, verse 20? What it say that, Mother E?
Book of Psalms, chapter 94, verse 20. Shall the throne of the iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frame merciful by a current strength?
He said, with a throne of sin, as the otherwise the power that be, he said, should you be all him trying to keep up with the power to be? Knowing they are a sinful nation. That what he said, that Mother E. He said that they is a sinful nation. Damn. He said you can continue to try to keep up with that one I say. You just give him more time there, Mother E. That's what he's talking about. Because this is a rulership. As a matter of fact, Mother G.F. Israel meet me over there. And matter of fact, we'll talk about that in Ephesians chapter 6. We'll read verse 10 and find out exactly when you precept this, what's really going on. Mother E, read that again, 94, verse 20.
Book of Psalms, chapter 94, verse 20. Shall the throne scorn of sin have fellowship with thee, which bringeth mercy by a law.
So all the while they will make laws, change laws. Y'all, they always got something different, but they always full of deceit. And see, we can't get it, but we want to get it in nice broadcast, but we'll throw a little bit on the table. We want to hear about what Dan Patrick says, the governor, the youth governor of Texas. He made a statement, and Greg Abbott is the governor of Texas. But I want to hear something that Dan Patrick says, which is the lieutenant governor. He says something that we will examine that next Wednesday. We will examine what he says about something. We'll leave it like that so you can pull him up. Something he said, the lieutenant governor says, and that's why we read this 94 verse 20. It's something he said. We'll talk about it next week. Not next week, Wednesday. So we leave it like that. Maldia of Israel, let's run and look at Ezekiel chapter 9, 1 through 11. Backed up with Mother E and Revelation 14, 9 through 13. Let's see what it says in Ezekiel chapter 9, 1 through 11. What did it say that, Mother D of Israel?
Ezekiel chapter 9, verses 1 to 11.
Yeah, all the way down to verse 11. Let's get this on the
okay.
table. We get up on Wednesday, so let's get 9 from 1 down to verse 11 out the way. Let's get that out the way. You and the clock come up.
Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 1 through 11. Verse 1. He cried also in mine ear with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man that his destroying weapon in his hand. Verse 2. And behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lies towards the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand, and one man among them was clothed with linen, with a white ink horn by his side, and they went in and stood before the brazen altar. Verse 3. And the honor of Yahuwah of Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was to the threshold of the temple, and he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer's ink horn by his side. Verse 4. And Yahuwah said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Yagdah Judah, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sighed, and they cried for all the abomination that be done in the midst thereof. Verse 5. And to the other he said, in mine hearing, go you after him through the city and smite. Let not your eyes spare, neither have you pity. Verse 6. Slay utterly, old and young, both maiden and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and began at my temple. Then they began at the ancient men which were before the temple. Verse 7. And he said unto them, defile the temple and fill the courts with the slain. Go you forth and they went forth and slew in the city. Verse 8, and it came to pass while they were slaying them, and I was left, that I fell upon my face and cried and said, Aha, Yahweh, Yahweh, wilt thou destroy all the residue of Israel in your pouring out of your fury upon Yahdaju? Verse 9, then said he unto me, the sins of the family of Israel and Yahdaju Judah is exceedingly great, and the land is filled of blood, and the city filled full of perverseness. For they say, Yahweh has forsaken the earth, and Yahweh spares not. Verse 10, and as for me also, my eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their head. Verse 11, and behold, the man clothed with linen, which had an inkhorn by his side, reported the matter, saying, I have done as thou hast commanded me.
What is that, verse 6 again, that mother, D.F. Israel? What is that,
verse 6?
Verse 6.
Slay utterly old and young, both maidens and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and began at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient men which were before the temple.
So let's bring up that mark. So if he said one that got the mark, let them alone. So the one that did not have the mark, get them. Whether they babies, girls, little boys, mothers, get them all that don't have this mark. What mark is that to preach up that mother of Israel to Isaiah? What mark is he talking about if you don't have? So if you don't have this mark, he said, take care of whether they small or young. That we're reading verse 6. Read that verse 6 again, make sure. Read that again, make sure.
Okay.
Make sure that.
I talked. That well with us.
Verse 6.
Make sure he said that. Ezekiel. That's why I was reading that. I talked.
Read that again.
Yeah.
Read that in 9:6 again one more time.
Okay. Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 6. Play utterly old and young, both maidens and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and began at my temple. Then they began at the ancient men which were before the temple.
Okay, so it's a mark that if you don't have it, and what mark is that he's talking about that we can read 8:16 of Isaiah, or D of Israel? Let's talk about this mark. They say if you have this mark, overlook you. What mark is that in 8:16 of Isaiah?
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16. Bind up the testimony, seal the Torah instructions among my disciples, my followers.
Oh, so if you don't have that, read verse 20.
Isaiah 8:20. To the Torah instructions and to the testimonies, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
So otherwise, if they're not keeping Torah instruction, ain't no light in what they even talking Bible for, period. Because we already know you're in if you don't have it, and we just read it exactly. If you ain't got the mark of the Torah instruction, then he tell you you're just a walking time bomb, and his word going to stand. Let's run over to Mother E. Let's read a little end-time prophecy and look at it another way. Let's run to Revelation chapter 14, 9 through 13. And remember one thing you got in the question between anything we have. Yeah, Revelation chapter 14, 9 through 13. We live also on Pal Talk. So you can come to the microphone on anything we have said pertaining to the ninth lesson. Come to the microphone. I go to Eric. African American, scroll down till you see Voices True Israelite. Yahweh be with you. And click on that and come to the microphone. Anything you got, anything you need, it will be there to answer your question, and I will be riding shotguns in the background. Got it? Good. Revelation 14, 9 down to verse 13. Come on.
Revelation. Chapter 14, verses 9 to 13, verse 9. And the third ministering spirit followed him, saying with a loud voice, if any man or woman wishes the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, verse 10, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of Yahweh, which is poured out without mixture unto the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the righteous ministering spirit and in the presence of the Lamb. Verse 11. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest, day nor night, who wishes to be in his image, and whosoever receives the mark of his name. Verse 12, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the Torah instruction of Yahweh and the covenant of Yahweh the throne. Verse 13, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which died in the Yahweh from his foe. Yea, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor, and their work do follow them.
That's big talk, Moses. That's big talk. I think we got to read that again, verse 6, 11, and 13. That's big talk, Moses. That's some tall talking you just got. Remember, John is writing the hereafter. So John let you know, yeah, it is two marks. It is one mark called the Torah instruction. It is another mark called 14, verse 6, 11, and 13. What do 6, 11, and 13 say again there, Mother E? 6, 11, and 13.
Verse 6. Revelation chapter 4, verse 6, 11, and 13. Verse 6. And I saw another ministering spirit flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting covenant to teach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Verse 11. And the smoke of their torment is sending up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night,
Hold on, Mother. Is we still in the 14th chapter? We read 14, verse 6, 11, 13. Because I'm missing. That's what we are. We'll start back over.
You on 11 and 13. Revelation chapter 14, verse 11 and verse 13. Verse 11. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever. And they have no rest, day nor night, who worship the beast and his image. And whosoever receives the mark of his name. Verse 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write these lessons are the dead which died in Yahweh from his foes. Yea, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor and their work do follow them.
Are we off?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Thank y'all. Thank you. Turn us off. I don't know. I don't know what that means. They the clock is perfect. Turn us off.
You want to see?